All right, good morning. On behalf of the Department of Parks and Recreation, Director Armando Quintero and the Law Enforcement and Emergency Services Division, I'd like to call this public input meeting to order. The date is August 23rd of 2023, and we are at Cal Citrus State Historic Park. Today, we're going to be accepting public comment on the topic of automated license plate readers. But before we begin accepting public comment, I'd like to introduce our panel. My name is Alex Luskatoff, and I'm currently serving as the Deputy Chief of our Law Enforcement and Emergency Services Division. I'm going to turn it over to our Chief and then to our legal counsel for introduction.
Good morning. I'm Scott Bain, Chief of Law Enforcement and Emergency Services. It's on. I'll repeat. My name is Scott Bain. I'm the Chief of Law Enforcement and Emergency Services.
Good morning. Olivia Chu, Staff Counsel with the State Parks and Recreation. Thank you for being here.
All right. Thank you, Chief. And thank you, Olivia. As mentioned, we will be accepting public comment on the topic of automated license plate readers. And if you're unfamiliar with automated license plate readers, otherwise referred to as ALPRs, they are designed to capture the rear of vehicles and vehicle metadata. The department's going to use the data to assist in determining the total number of vehicles that have entered and exited our park units on any given day. It may also be used in the collection of day use fees and may allow for visitors who have already paid to enter the park without stopping at the entrance kiosk. This should reduce barriers to access by streamlining the park entrance process. The data will also be used to apprehend vehicles associated with serious crimes, to include kidnappings, Amber Alerts, stolen vehicles, and other crimes as identified. It will do this by providing hot lists to officers from the NCIC and state databases. I think I mentioned it earlier, but the purpose of today's meeting is for any person who is interested to share their feelings, concerns, or support regarding the Department of Parks and Recreation's implementation of automated license plate readers. As such, this panel will not be responding to questions. Each person interested in submitting input will have 3 minutes to do so. Comments may also be submitted in writing to our meeting moderator. Our meeting moderator is with us today and is online, and he's going to be monitoring any online activity and will help facilitate comments from online participants. Before we move to accept public comment, I'd like to turn to our panel, beginning with our legal counsel and then our chief, to address anything that I may have missed. Okay, I think that we have covered all of the formal bases regarding how comment will be submitted and the types of comments that we will be collecting today. So we're going to move to the portion of the meeting where the panel will accept public comment. Looking around the room, I don't see any participants present today, but I do want to check in with our meeting moderator to determine if we have anyone who has joined virtually online.
We do not have any online participants at this time.
Okay, thank you. The panel will remain here in the room in case we have any participants who were not able to join or are having difficulty online. Also, if we've had anyone that's had difficulty finding the park or maybe ran into traffic or had some issue getting to the park, the panel will remain here for a period of time to help facilitate comments from anyone who has not had a chance to make it to the park. Thank you.
You have anything?
Okay, looking at the clock, it's now 11 a.m. and we do not have anybody who has arrived within this room. We've spoken to our supervising ranger. He's told us that there has not been anyone that's entered the park expressing interest in attending this public input meeting. I want to check in with our moderator. Do we have anyone that's joined virtually who would like to provide comment? Okay, then on that basis, I'm going to move to adjourn this meeting. Are there any issues checking in with legal counsel with adjourning?
No issues.
All right, then we will formally adjourn. Thank you.